Life Audio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Billy and the Goat. I'm Billy Yancey. God is the Goat. Please hit the like and subscribe button so we can stay in touch. Do you ever take a trip? You're going down the road. You're on the road for a while. And you realize you're going the wrong direction. My goodness. I've done that. I've done that a lot. Majorly in my life. As you know, sports was a major portion of my life. I was a student athlete, starting at the age of, probably 10 years old. I played football, soccer, basketball, tennis, track, cross country, lacrosse, and even baseball competitively. In tennis, I was ranked in the state of Maryland in the juniors. I think it was 31 in Maryland, and I think boys 16 and unders. And then in high school, I helped set the 1600 meter relay record, and it still stands today. This was back in 1987 when three of my classmates set the record. That's a long time. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the show. So, yeah, I had quite a few successes as a student athlete coming up. Where am I going with all this? All these triumphs, successes in high school, sports-related successes. And even when I got to college, you know, ended up being really good and successful at my position, played quarterback for the Naval Academy. And even when I was at the Naval Academy, I was really, really in my head and really arrogant. You know, I started thinking maybe I should leave Navy and go to another school where I could be even better and have a better shot at possibly going on, you know, into the NFL. Fortunately, none of that happened. But I think what I'm trying to relate to you is the fact that, you know, I thought my purpose, I thought my whole purpose in life majorly was sports related. And I was wrong. I was way off. You know, to the point where, you know, I was competitive in bodybuilding, and I thought I was supposed to be a professional, a pro bodybuilder. That didn't pan out. You know, even with my gym, I've been here open for 19 years now, and along the way, I thought I was supposed to be a coach in some capacity. I even had the opportunity to prepare a local high school, the football team, for their upcoming season. They were state champions, and I was preparing them for their next state champion season. And, you know, the effort that went into that as far as leaving my space, having my son with me, driving 30 minutes away to train the whole football team, cut it in half, like 30, 35 players at a time, train them, and then the other batch would come in and train them. You know, three times a week, I was doing this for a few months. And, you know, that I thought that was part of my calling, training athletes. You know, I've trained a number of athletes over the years and even dedicated part of our program, ANABO, to feature athletes because I thought my calling had everything to do with building up athletes and this, that, and the other. And dead wrong. Dead wrong. You know, going out to train this football team was a huge mistake. A lot of time. I enjoyed the players and helping them achieve. They went on to win another state championship. But I never, you know what? I never got paid for it. Never got paid for it, which is interesting. You know, and disappointed. And disappointed. So clearly that was not the road I should have been on. You know, how many times as people, as Christians, have we, you know, for me personally, how many times have we gotten it wrong? You know, think one way and be completely wrong. I was going down this road thinking I'm going in the right direction for months, years, thinking this was my purpose. This is the way I'm supposed to be going. And all wrong. All wrong. Not sports related. That's not what. Just because I was a good athlete, a good student athlete, doesn't mean that that's why God has me here. You know? And the society that we live in has everything to do with it. You know, coming out of high school, regarding the NCAA and playing football at the next level, 7% of high school athletes go on to play at the next level. Of that 7%, approximately 3% play in Division I. I was one of those 3%. Of the 3%, 1.6% go on to play in the NFL, in the National Football League. It's that competitive. So out of 336 million people in the United States, approximately 2,300 of those people, of those men, play professional football. The higher you go, the harder it gets. At one point, I thought I was going to be part of that elite group, part of the 2,300. Dead wrong. That's not why I'm here. I'm here to lift people up. That's why I'm here. Spiritually, mentally, physically, and I'm here to do it in many different facets, many different ways, not many, but a number of different facets and ways. It can be mental and physical. You know, using all that I've been through, a lot of things self-inflicted, using my own stories, using my own failures, using my own pitfalls to not just help myself up, but also help others through their own. I failed a lot. I sinned a lot. We all sin. But I learned from those sins. I learned from my mistakes. I learned from the pitfalls. I learned from being at the lowest, absolute lowest point in my life. And I climbed and climbed and climbed to get out of that hole. And finally, I know my purpose. I know why I'm here. I love all this responsibility. And I haven't gotten it all yet. But I love what I do. I love what God has for me, what He has coming up for me. Is it a lot? Absolutely, it's a lot. It's a lot, and I love it. And I can do it. I'm doing it. With God's help, with the Holy Spirit, I'm doing it. And God has sent me help through family, through friends, through clients, through acquaintances, through a son. God helps. Somewhere along the line, we get duped into believing. I got duped into believing. We're supposed to do one thing or do something. And when in actuality, we're dead wrong. I was dead wrong. How does that happen? It happens because we get caught up in worldly things, worldly habits. A lot of it is now displayed on social media, which can be just, I can take you into Never Never Land, because we're supposed to be doing one thing, we're doing the other. We're doing the other thing because it looks, it's shiny, it pays all this money, all the hoopla, all of the glitz and glimmer. It's not it. It's not it. I mean, think about, for me, it was the glamour, the money associated with it, the fame. It was all about me, me, me. And that's not why we're here. We're not here for me, 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 or us, us, us. We're here for everybody else. One of my favorite scriptures is enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So many of us, like myself, get caught up in the broad, the wide, the worldly ways. And just because only 1.6% play in the NFL doesn't mean that's the narrow gate. I got it all wrong. The deal is this. We have to recognize why we're here. We have to recognize what God calls us to do. We have to recognize our calling, not what we want to do, but what God wants us to do. God does not want us to do worldly things, have worldly habits, worldly jobs, worldly ways. Each and every one of us have within us a gift or gifts that we are to share with the world. As I said before, I'm here to lift people up. I'm here to lift them up mentally, physically, spiritually, lovingly. That's what I do. I thought for a long time that it was specifically sports related. And the reason I thought that is because I was thinking about myself. It was all about me. That's not what any of our lives is about. It's about glorifying God. And God is using me to uplift, to lift others through the pain, through tragedies, through mistakes, through sin, by me sharing my mistakes, my pitfalls, my failures. Now, I could have very easily just kept down the same path and going down the same road that was not intended for me. The football team, I could have just tried to keep going and keep begging and keep training, you know, but that's not really, really what God wants for me. And I recognize that. One of the relationships that I was in, was not for me. And I decided to get out. And I'm so glad that I did, because none of any of this would have happened had I stayed in that relationship. Now, I could have stayed in that relationship. You know, it had been the worst thing for me. Like many of you, we can stay miserable disappointed, defeated, stuck in our ways, whatever it is, relationship, schooling, just on the wrong path. More often than not, that's probably a worldly way. When we take God's way and we do what God wants us to do, it's not going to be easy. There's work involved. There's nothing we can't do because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. Our scripture for today, Jeremiah 29, 11th verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God has a plan for us. God has a godly, specific, spiritual plan for us. God doesn't have a worldly plan for us. Each and every one of you, all of us, have a specific plan, specific steps, specific path we are to take. And that is to help our brothers and sisters. It's important for you to understand that it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to fulfill and carry out the plans to prosper that God has for you, that God has for me. It's not going to be easy. The enemy, Satan, is going to try to disrupt you, us. That's just what Satan does. Satan's trying to fool us, trick us into worldly things. That's what Satan wants. That's not what God wants. We have to do what God wants. And what helps me are five things that I do called the power of five. Number one, I pray. I pray on it. Next thing I do is have faith. Next thing to do is to do the work. No matter how much work is involved, you have to do the work because faith without the works is dead. Next, we have to minimize distractions. No distractions. The enemy, Satan, will throw all kinds of distractions, health problems, friends, obstacles, all kinds of stuff. Satan will try to throw in your way. Keep grinding. Lastly, be determined. Pray. Have faith. Do the work. Eliminate distractions. Be determined. Do God's will. Do what God wants us to do. What He has planned for us, what He has planned for you. The work is mammoth, but the work is worth it. Always in God's name. That's why we're here. As I reflect, I've come to the conclusion that I nearly convoluted God's plan. God had no intentions for me to be a professional athlete or a bodybuilder or just a gym rat or have a typical gym, if you will. And I say that because of, you know, partly because of my education. The high school, the all-boys high school I went to, Landon School, which is from 3rd to 12th, is one of the top schools in the country. I looked it up, you know, and now nationally, Landon is 9 out of 201 best all-boys high schools in America. Best private K through 12 schools in America, 56 out of 2,594. Best private schools in America. Landon is 117th out of over 4,000 schools. Best college private high school in America, 151 out of over 4,000 schools. Then I went on to the Naval Academy. And the Naval Academy, of 200 liberal arts college institutions in the United States, the Naval Academy is 6th. So God has no intentions for me to have all that education just to have a mediocre path or job, not even close. I look at my gym history, having my own personal gym history. I've been here 19 years. My gym's name was Face the Pain. Face the Pain was, at the time, it was just a smaller version of the other gyms that I was a part of for years. The name, bad name. I changed it to FTP Fitness, same equipment, same goals, and same, nothing changed except the name. Not until I changed it to Anabo and developed Anabo are things really starting to happen, because Anabo is different. It's unique. It's not mainstream. It's not like the other antiquated systems, workout systems, 3 sets of 10 and things of that nature. Sets and reps. Anabo is nothing like that. For years, I've said and I've told people that, you know, Anabo is for the 80% of the population that's not working out. It's even more applicable to older generation. I'm in my 50s now. People in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s even, that are able to benefit from a program like Anabo, because Anabo meets you where you are. And I've been saying, as I said from the very beginning, I'm here to lift others up spiritually, mentally, physically, through my podcasts, through my everyday messages, through my prayers, through Anabo. I could not reach the number of people, and I would not be able to reach the millions of people that we're going to reach for the years to come with an antiquated system. There's no way. There's no way. God had a plan. I am out of the way. I'm out of my way. I am doing God's will. I am doing God's plan. God chose me to learn from a historically antiquated workout system to create a new, brand new, serviceable to all walks of life, all ages, fitness technology company to serve the world. And it started with my education, landing school, the United States Naval Academy, my career in that. And what it took was a person like myself who's determined, strong-willed, and never quits to be able to create and build a system such as Anabo. Again, Anabo is time-based. It's adaptable to all walks of life, from the youngest to the oldest. I've trained this youngest. She's 10, 12 years old, all the way up to 92 years old, using our program. It's something that is serviceable to the world, not just the elite, or not just a small percentage of individuals that we can watch on TV in the world. That's what God has brought me to do. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Again, I'll read to you from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God has a plan, ladies and gentlemen. God has a plan for each and every one of us to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Get out of your own way. Do God's will. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about us. It's about all of us. And bringing our gifts, our love, our joy, our fight, our strength, our love from God to the rest of the world. Thank you for joining me today. God bless. Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.